Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has within Ramadan. No such part of the deen is there that is not included or present, with regards to which Ramadan has not enabled us to practice it. There's no part of the deen that Ramadan has not enabled us to practice. If we look at ilm, if we ponder and we reflect and we analyze, for some time we sit and think that what different sectors, parts of our deen, very beneficial subjects, sectors that Ramadan guides us with regards to. And in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has instilled a nur, the light, the rahmas, the mercies, that when a person thinks about those subjects and parts of deen, this is a part of deen, this is a subject of deen, this is related to deen, then this Ramadan month is giving me an opportunity, a chance to revise that subject, that fact, that knowledge. And on this thinking, pondering, Allah Ta'ala instills energy and freshness into that person. And this is such a point, it becomes that those things that are lacking in the human being, because everything within us we're lacking, we have defects in our amal and in our practice. So those things that are lacking, the gaps, such strength comes that the rest of the life, then Allah Ta'ala give us Ramadan again. And until that time, we get enough strength and energy that we can, with correctness and with the guidance, we can with ease pass that time and practice until that next Ramadan. So one faqih, jurist, his statement, and it will probably be a hadith narration, subhanallah, he said that people, there will be a unique scene in the hereafter, a unique scene in the hereafter, and that is unique and strange, you could say, strange, that the people of paradise, when they will arrive to paradise, they will be surprised. This is the meaning of the hadith I'm sharing with you. So their surprise will also be unique and strange. Why are they surprised? That they are not being surprised on reaching, arriving to paradise. Oh, we've arrived there. They will look at each other and he will ask to the other, what are you surprised about? This is that Jannah. Allah will say, that, why are you surprised? This is the Jannah I promised you. They'll say, Ya Allah, our Lord, Jannah, you have taken us into Jannah. But we read, we studied in your kitab, and we heard this as well, and we prepared, we kept on getting ready and prepared. What was their preparation? What was the team that arrived into Jannah? Think about this and listen to this as well. Listen to this. That team wasn't a ghawth, they weren't kutubs, they weren't high status walis, they weren't Zahid, they weren't an Abid. Who were those people? They were sinful people, gunagar people. They committed dirty actions. They stole and committed theft, left salah. They did shaitani actions, zina, drinking alcohol. Yes, this was that team, those people. They arrive into paradise, and on arriving to paradise, they're surprised, taken aback. So keep this in your mind. Allah Ta'ala says, oh my servant, why are you shocked? Why are you dismayed? Why? Because I've taken you into paradise? For that reason, they'll say, no Allah, we are thinking that we prepared what we did, but you said in the kitabs, in the Quran, in the hadith we heard, we read the respective scholars, we heard from them that before going into Jannah, what will happen is that you will have to pass through hell. Isn't this the case? Pul Sirat, the bridge of Sirat, Allah Ta'ala has kept it, the bridge of Sirat. It is a fantastic thing that Allah Ta'ala has created, that Allah Ta'ala has laid the bridge of Sirat across the, over and above hellfire. And you know the conditions of the bridge of Sirat. What is the history? What will occur? And we do not imagine that how much darkness will be on the bridge of Sirat, how thin it will be. We will have to cross that bridge, and beneath will be the boiling fire of hell. Allah, I have to pass through that bridge. You have to pass through that bridge as well, brothers. Look at this. It's not for reading this knowledge. It's not for discussing and chatting these hadith that have been mentioned to us for this reason, so that the mu'min, that he has to understand what phases of life are to confront us. My Hazrat Sahib Noor al-Amarqada, rahimahullah, remember his statement, and he said with a sigh, he said, "Oh, servants of Allah, that you are stuck in this world and you are upset and distressed in the world." He said it with his dialect, in his own language. He said, "You are just stuck in these difficulties and you're stuck in this world. You don't know the time to come, the phase to come, how severe it will be, subhanAllah." Then he sighed, a deep sigh. He had yaqeen. He said, "These small difficulties, issues of the world, we consider that we are in distress and sadness. We consider that as hardship and worries and distress. And we, with the small issues, make them into mountains. The solution will come. But the time to come, the test to come, think about that. How will we pass that time? How will we pass that test? With regards to the bridge of Surat, think. It's so thin and sharp, and on top of that darkness, we have to cross that, every human being. And the fire boiling underneath Jahannam, the ashes, the flames will arrive to where? In that darkness, how to be saved? Who can save us? Allah Ta'ala said that you have to cross that bridge. You have to cross that bridge. So tell me, is there any preparation we've made? Have we prepared? What amal should we do that we can cross that bridge of Surat? Tell me. So the real Muslim has yaqeen on these points. Day and night he stays in the fikr, because this is the fikr he needs to have. That phase, that test that will come, that challenge. How will we cross that obstacle according to our capacity? Very difficult to pass through there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response, subhanAllah, your heart will be enjoying when you hear this, that Allah's rahmah, mercy. Allah says that, yes, I did say this. You had to pass through. You had to pass through hell, for sure. You have passed through, subhanAllah. You yourself have passed through that test and trial, but due to you, hell became cool. It was cooled. Jahannam getting cooled. My brothers, the sinful person, the sinners will look at each other, congratulate each other. They'll say, "Ya Allah, that how did you pass your mercy to us in this way? What was it that caused you to give us such karam and grace that you cooled the fire of hell for us? And so much you cooled it that we didn't even realize that we've gone through that journey, we've arrived straight into paradise." And Allah Ta'ala, subhanAllah, may Allah include us amongst those people. Say, "Ameen, Ameen." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, yes, you are right. You're right. You had one quality due to which I cooled the hellfire today. What was that quality? Allah said, "You used to sin, you committed the sins, but after that, what did you say? Allah, you were afraid, and then you did tawbah, you repented." Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that those people who did dhulam on their own selves, you did dirty actions, impure actions, you did a lot of yadlimu nafsihi. Nafsuhu, what sin did you not commit? What actions did you not implement? Fine, you are human beings. You do commit sins. And a sin can take place by the human being. Can commit it. They were sinful, weren't they? But what was their quality? They did dua. Tawbah. Tawbah. Man can go astray. Yes, he opens the phone. He wants to look at the news. But after the news, where does he arrive to? Tell me. Yes. And then he meets a man, okay, we'll have a chat. And then backbiting and sins are committed at that time. How many people commit sins? But shaitan makes us so stubborn and firm on our sinful actions that such an opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that if you've committed sin, if you've done wrong, if you've erred, your Rabb is present, your Lord is present. Yes, what is sin? What is sin? Yeah, yadlamu nafsahu. That the sin that you commit, that we do, that commit the sins, it occurs. So what do we do? We think it's a time of enjoyment, rejoicing. Well, Allah Ta'ala says, you've done dhulam on yourself and you're laughing. Oh, I'm enjoying. How can this be dhulam? I say, I'm sinning, I'm enjoying. Oh, there's so much benefit in interest. I'm constructing building after building. How can this not be deen? Oh, I've done zina and I enjoyed myself. Yes, if you smoke this or drink this, you'll enjoy. How can there be dhulam? How can I feel that I'm doing something wrong when I'm enjoying? There's enjoyment in these things. The sinful person says, Subhanallah. Asked at that time when Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that blood and the river of blood, that person will be swimming in the river of blood, he'll come to the bank of that river, then the boulder will be smashed on his head. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw this. That the cauldron of fire, oven of fire, the naked women will be tossed up and down naked in that. Will they be enjoying themselves there? At that time, when that river of blood, a man will be swimming and he'll be making effort to get to the bank of the river and his head will be struck with a boulder. Will there be enjoyment? He'll have lengthy nails and it'll be ripping his skin. Will there be enjoyment? Will there be enjoyment with that? No. Yes, there'll be a fire, intense fire, when that person's naked and being tossed in there and the skin will be burnt and the neck skin will be grown and they'll be burnt. Will there be enjoyment? In reality, those people, when they're sinning in their bodies, Rasulullah saw this on the night of Miraj with his own blessed eyes. He saw the effect, the consequence. For this reason, he said, there's no enjoyment. This is the total opposite to deen when a person commits sin. And whenever anybody commits a sin, the genuine scene at that time is what Rasulullah saw and came back and saw. That person who sins, he's in that condition, he's arrived to that condition that Rasulullah saw and he came back and returned from seeing that. That's the condition. When he does zina, he's in that state. When a person's immodest and has no shame, he's in that state. When he does zina or commits a sin with the tongue, the consequences that Rasulullah saw with his eyes, person's in that state. Our Iman tells us this. We believe in this. For this reason, Allah Ta'ala said, Yazlamu nafsihi. Yazlamu nafsihi, that when you commit the sin, Allah says that you are taking yourself into that negative state. You are doing dhulam on yourself. You are spoiling your own position. You get to that position of dhulam. Allah says, for example, when you do commit a sin, the punishment that is given for that sin, you are in that state at that time. That's why Allah says, يَظْلِمُ نَفْسِهِ. And then Allah says further in the same verse, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. When you have committed a sin, and you have lowered yourself to such a position, committing the sin, but if after that you do tawbah, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, Yazidullah, how will you attain Allah's nearness? Ghafoorur Rahim. What will you see? What will Allah do? Allah will be Ghafoorur Rahim. That when you pass through the fire, on top of the fire, then Allah will cool the hellfire for you. You've committed a sin. The sin, it elevates the status of a person. When he sins, where does he go? Immediately he should do astaghfar. Immediately, within a second, as soon as you've committed the sin, immediate astaghfar. If you commit the sin again, astaghfirul again. And how much a person's status increases at that time. So high it becomes. But what happens? Here, insan becomes so stubborn that how many people are there that they commit the sin and after that they think that we should do tawbah? They keep on layer upon layer committing the sins. Layer upon layer the sins, they accumulate. So Ramadan, what habit is it given to us? Subhanallah. So much importance has been placed on istighfar during Ramadan. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized this. The hadith, the first hadith that with regards to the quality of Ramadan, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned to us. Man arba khasal khaslatain. That there are four special features of Ramadan. Two are so essential and important that you can easily attain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure if you do those. Don't leave those two actions. Rasulullah said, don't forget in Ramadan, don't reject these two actions. They are part of Ramadan. And you have to get the habit. If you get the habit of these two things in Ramadan, then the stamp, the seal will be applied to you that Allah Ta'ala is happy with you and you will depart this world with Allah's pleasure. Ramadan is telling us that definitely do this. Not that do it just in Ramadan. No. After Ramadan, the real test will come. When shaitan will be unraveled, will be thrown into the real world, and the masjid will be closed, there will be no taraweeh, just 5 times salah, Quran will close, everything will finish. Then that time will come. How long is left? Yes, 11 months we have to pass like this in the wilderness, just like somebody's told that the desert's about to come, the wilderness, whatever food and drink you have collected together, gather it together, because there are 11 months you have to travel, and according to that, get your luggage together, get your food together, so you can pass the time in those 11 months. So Allah is saying this as well, the Ramadan, the amount you can gather, the luggage, the assistance, after that 11 months, you don't know if your life will allow Ramadan to come back again. Or not? Will this environment come back again or not? This will end. This is temporary, this environment. You're enjoying yourself. That with the fadl of Allah, grace of Allah, Allah's mercy, with His blessings. That amal that Allah Ta'ala said, lazim, grab hold of it. Allah, how much has Allah spread it? That three times Allah's giving you the gatherings of dhikr in Ramadan. Three times. Not once. There's no bigger loser and ungrateful person than this, tell me. The human being's hungry, thirsty, essential in need, and food's put in front of him, and he says, I don't want to eat. I'll die, I have no need for eating food, I'm hungry and thirsty. Pangs of hunger, I don't need. This is unnatural. That Allah Ta'ala, for example, lengthy majalis, in the great time, Naqshbandi silsila majalis, you get bestowed, attained. And in that, not just dhikr, subhanallah, khatam khwajgan on top of that. Yes, if we start speaking about khatam khwajgan, you'll be amazed, because khatam khwajgan, that you are getting the effects of that wali Allah whose khatam you are doing. The spirituality you'll get, his tawajjah, his attention, his barakat, that time when you stand. And when you, that wali Allah, Naqshbandi Shaykh Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani, when you're doing isale thawab, you think he's forgetting you in the heavens? Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Once, twice, three times for 30 days. Three times a day for 30 days. And not in small nights, subhanallah. When Isha ends, tahajjud time begins, subhanallah. Can there be a more ungrateful person who leaves that? And Allah's Nabi is saying that Allah will be happy with you, pleased with you, if you do dhikr of Allah, if you remember Allah, subhanallah. Do it. And after Ramadan, can you do that? No. Allah says that look at the thawab that you took during that month, subhanAllah. Nothing can compare after that. A great opportunity. And people, they can come at this time. Can they come to the dhikr of Allah? Okay, high class people who have learned dhikr. I speak about them. Okay, not a normal person, but those who have learned dhikr. Yes, they can't come. They can't sit. We realize they haven't learnt, but they play games. They play games and dramas. There are people like this. They are drama. They are games. They jest and mock. Yes, they go. They open the Quran. They joke with the Quran. Oh, what's the Quran? Okay, let's just read it. It's a joke. They're not reading it. Nafil, they're praying. They're playing games with the Nawafil. In reality, those hearts with this qadr, appreciation, value. That Allah Ta'ala has taught me this dhikr. High grade dhikr. Dhikr-e qalbi. Allah has taught me this on my lataif. Different lessons. And if he knows that tahajjud time, night time, that this great wali Allah will send ithale thawab, khatam, Bahuddin Naqshband will be present, Baqi Billah will be present, Abdullah Haral will be present, Hazrat Khwaja Masoom will be present, oh, and my Shaykh Ali Murtaza will be present, subhanallah. So no, this is about yaqeen. How can you leave empty handed if you have the yaqeen? So this, the kalamat we recite, brothers, this is khatam khwajgan, the litany on the sheikhs, the pious elders, and all their barakat after attaining all of their barakat, their blessings. Then ismizat, Allah's name, remembering Allah's name, Allah's dhikr. Is this a minor action? And the reward Allah Ta'ala's, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is announcing the complete hadith in which is explained in Shaban. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced so that we don't forget the sabak, such a big lesson, we've forgotten it. We'll leave dhikr of Allah. Will Allah Ta'ala not give us the hisab of this? Such great first dhikr of Allah we hear, how great an action. After that, the second thing. Two important things. Khaslatain. Take hold of both, Allah will be pleased beyond pleased. Not just now. Ramadan is practiced the rest of the year, for the rest of your life, the other 11 months of the year. You will complete your deen. And the second thing, astaghfirullah. So first is dhikrullah, second is astaghfirullah. What a great reward. Not just bridge sirat, you won't even experience the crossing of the bridge of sirat. You won't get the darkness. You won't have no fear, no anxiety. So automatically it's like the first class carriage and you get to your country. First class seat, and you arrive to your destination, special ticket, 6 hours flight, 14-hour flight, which stop in Qatar, then Dubai, transit, oh, it's late. But that flight, direct ticket, first class cabin, and subhanAllah, fresh you descend and disembark, 6 hours arrive to Lahore. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. And you've slept on the way. Did you sleep? I was asleep. You're sleeping and relaxing. That's nothing. Allah. Look at this, Obacho. What are you asking? What are you talking about? No, I arrived. And you're wondering on England. Hey, Pakistan, England, chickens and relaxation, easy life. We're not worried about anything. This is our life. Allah Ta'ala has given us halal chickens, food, cars. Allah has given dhikr also here. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. The double reward, Allah's ni'mas, eat my ni'mas and do my dhikr as well, Allah says, on top of that. No hardship. Not for those people, the poor souls who are left behind, Hindustan, Baroch, Surat, Pakistan, and in different places. No, they haven't got the rewards. Yes, they have lost out from these rewards. So tell me, what are the halat at this moment in time? How many people are hungry? Severity. Ulama Akram, respected scholars, they are collecting the money. Ask those people back, they've left. They are the people who call Allah Rasulullah. They have high status. High status, ulama. They are from the high level of the makhluk of Allah. Those who teach the deen to people, invite people to the deen via the ilm of Allah. They give up their time, they learn hadith, they learn ilm, they teach people. They are high grade people, high class people. So that ikhlas, if ikhlas comes into the life, always I say if, there's the condition that the Quran gives. Nobody can compare to them in the world, in the dunya, the scholars. If there's ikhlas, subhanAllah. The ink of their pen, the pen that they write the fatwa with, such right, if ikhlas comes to life, such a the level of the haq alim. So ilm, if you learn, then just go one step further. I put my hands together and I plead, oh my colleagues, my brothers who learn the ilm in the Darul Ulum, you've arrived to the greatest pedestal. Just one more ilm you need to learn, just spend some time in the khanqa. That's it. That's where they stop. They put the brakes on. Nafs, it overwhelms them. Which rutba? The level of the alim is so great. The way the pen writes from the pen of the alim, the fatwa. SubhanAllah. Where the fatwa is being written by the ink, that ink in the akhirah will be weighed with who? The shaheed's blood. Comparable to that in the hereafter. SubhanAllah. The difference is, that's where he stops. He comes out and graduates from Darul Ulum. He goes to working, earning dunya. Because he learned that due to the dunya, for the sake of dunya. But he who learns for the akhirah, when they get to that level, they are at the bank and they stop. And they don't turn to the khanqa, let me go there. They don't want to do the islah, rectification, purification, at the feet of the wali Allah and pick up the slippers of the wali Allah. Say subhanAllah. This is all islah, purification. I will request my brothers, the respected ulama, those who are sending their children for ilm, for knowledge, mubarak. Congratulations. But after that, brothers, knock on the door of the khanqa. Present yourself at the service of the wali Allah. So that your son can get to that maqam for which Allah Ta'ala destined him, selected him. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given a beautiful point within Ramadan. Tawbah. Factor of Ramadan. Lazim. It's a factor of Ramadan. Istighfar. Do istighfar kathir, kathir, Allah Ta'ala says. Do so much dhikr kathir, do istighfar kathir in abundance, high quantity. Allah says, I'll give you guarantee that you won't even depart from Ramadan, you'll still be with Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala will give you the forgiveness. Somebody got this reward, somebody got this reward. But oh, dhakireen, oh, those who do tawbah, don't worry, you'll get the reward, the good news of Allah's radha, Allah's pleasure. Allah's pleasure, brothers, think about this. Think about this. Astaghfar, repentance. Let me go a bit beyond. This time, my time is extended now. Yes, so I'll progress a bit in the discussion because my heart is open. I'm enjoying. So how much Allah's karam and grace and mercy? What is Allah saying? That when somebody's getting reward, then the heart rejoices. The heart rejoices. SubhanAllah. Yes, so my every hair at this moment is grateful, Allah. Your ni'mas, how shall I be grateful? Well, I can just only do your dhikr and that's the only way to be grateful to you. That how a person like me, how you give me the tawfiq after Fajr, I sit and I do your dhikr, a great dhikr of yours. Right now I come at this time of the day, then after Isha again I sit and I do your dhikr, I'll sit in the majlis. Who is bringing this to me? To this? Allah is your rahmah, your mercy that's dragging me to this. SubhanAllah. Yes, shall I share another hadith with you? so that your passion and determination increases? Do you want to hear it? Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Look, what a beautiful point Allah Ta'ala is making. Okay, we've committed the sins, Allah says. Okay, you've committed a sin. You've heard. Now I'll show you, Allah Ta'ala says. Look at this hadith. O two angels who are sitting here, the right and the left. Allah Ta'ala addresses them. O angels, the angel of the right and the left. Karaman, Katibin. Subhanallah. MashaAllah, you are educated, learned it. So this is Karaman, Katibin. Right and left. Who's the right one? He has a bit more power. The right hand is greater than the left, isn't it? So everything on the right, Allah Ta'ala likes it. When you do good thing, you should do it with the right side. If you do something bad, yes, left side. You eat, you should eat with the right hand. If you drink water with the right hand. When you shake hands, yes, from the right forward. Right hand's got higher status. That's why the angel, he is the Amir of the left. Yes, say Subhanallah. So whatever you do, ask ijazah from me. Who is saying this? Yes, Allah has given him power. That before you do anything, look Allah's rahmah and mercy. Subhanallah. This is the system. Why is Allah kept it? I'll tell you why is this system. How is it running? Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm saying. Look, how does the system progress? So the right has the control, overpowers the left. Why is Allah Ta'ala given the emphasis to the right side? Listen carefully. So Zaid does a sin. Ask for forgiveness, so I say somebody's name, Zaid. I'm just giving an example. If a person commits a sin, let's say, if a person, okay? He commits a sin. So we are all sinful, all of us. So look at Allah Ta'ala's preparation, plan. So he commits a sin, this person, and the left sin. The duty is what? When a person commits a sin, record that sin. So the angel on the left says, stop, don't write. The one on the right says, stop, don't write yet. He's given order, instruction. The angel on the right. Why? He says, don't write yet, don't record yet. When should I write then? He asked. He said, wait. Wait, how long shall I wait? How long? Wait until five sins he doesn't commit. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Do you understand the point? He says, the angel on the right, you cannot record this sin until unless he commits five sins. Look at the chance again, opportunities. You don't know that he's going to commit a sin, that he was listening to the phone for the news, but then he looked at other games and other scenes on the phone. Yes, for other reasons. So he wanted to go beyond. Yes, shaitani environment, he's immersed in that at this moment. Yes, he's free from thing, night time, he sat down alone, he's put the computer on. What else is he going to do? He's just studied, come back, namaz, he's prayed, and he's come back. So wait, five sins he have to commit. Wait for that time. So he commits five sins, but he says quickly, he commits the five sins eventually. He commit the five sins, don't we? Then after he says, I'll record now. He says, stop. Why? He says, don't you know Allah Ta'ala's law? He says, what's the principle of Allah? He says, wait, be quiet. Wait until he doesn't do a good deed. Subhanallah. How many? One good deed. So he's committed five sins. So waiting now for what? The time is extended. Yes, the gap has come. Say Subhanallah. The gap has come. So now one good deed. One good deed is hard for us. One good deed, a person is a friend. Assalamu alaikum. How many good deeds has he committed? Yes, we don't even do that. We keep our mouth sealed. Hello. Hi. Kem cho? You don't say salam. We don't say salam. Ki ala? This happens or not, doesn't it? Ki hale? Kem cho? We're asking. Ki hale? We're asking in our languages. We're asking, how are you? Kaif al hal? But we don't say what Allah's Nabi says and prescribed to us. He told us, Allah Ta'ala put salamti safe and secure. That person, when he goes home, does a salamu alaykum. He will have no lack in his rizq, in his wealth. Nothing lacking. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Tell me. But we don't want to say salam. We keep the mouth shut and stand there. He said, if I do salam, I'll be dishonored. This way, I'm a big man, he's a small man. Allahu Akbar. That people, that for example, one salam, a person is spluttering, he doesn't say inside it, a salam, it takes out all the dirt impurity, it scans him. Then look at the mutakabbir, he's got pride on his al-ghurur, that he thinks he's higher and better than others. So he curses him, instead of him allowing to get that reward, but he doesn't say that, let me say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, he said salam, So the person, the other person doesn't have tawfiq. He says, Assalamu alaikum. He initiates. He says, oh, it was his right to say salam. I'm Chaudhary. I have no need to reply and say, wa alaikum salam. No, let's leave it at that, he says, the other person. Islah, we should do our islah. So one good deed, how much? One good deed, just have to record one good deed. Alhamdulillah, a person eventually, a Muslim, commits a good deed, doesn't he? Eventually, he'll implement a good deed. So he does one good deed, he says, stop. Why? He said, don't you know that what record, what you are about to record, one good deed, the thawab, Allah Ta'ala has kept a law, 10 times multiplied. Subhanallah. So where does it start from the story? He committed a sin. Then until 5, he got the gap, the wait. He waited until he committed 5. So he said, wait, now you have to wait, and he does a good deed. He committed a good deed. Then he ordered him, no, how much thawab for one good deed? 10 times over. 10 times, subhanAllah. Allah's rahmah. Imagine this. When 10 times over thawab, then he says, do the hisab. And he does the account. Do you know how to count? He says, 10 good deeds minus the 5 sins. Subhanallah, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. Say subhanAllah. Yes, this is what's happening with us now. Every day it happens with me and with you. Take out the 5 sins minus 10 minus 10 good deeds minus the 5 sins. What's left? What's left? The balance? 5 good deeds. He's record 5 deeds in his book of deeds. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Where he committed the sins, where good deeds for one sin, and he's taken away the 5 good deeds. Shaitan, when he sees this, he says, Allah, I've lost. I cannot control this person. This is the words of the hadith. Shaitan, he gets destroyed by that one human being and his good deed. Allahu Akbar. So Ramadan, what does it say? Now let's come to the reality. Subhanallah. One good deed a person commits. Now how much is recorded? 5 good deeds. After one sin, he continues. 5 good deeds get recorded. And 5 good deeds recorded in his book of deeds. Allah subhanallah, what does he do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan, he's given Ramadan to us. They commit the good deeds, actions, good actions, not one, until 700 times over I'll give you. Rather, so much thawab I'll give when you pray nawafil, I'll make it fard. I'll transform it into fard. Why has Allah kept so much thawab? So the question mark arises is for this reason that you, Allah ta'ala wants to give you an overdraft. Overpayment in your account, Allah wants to credit it. Is it overdraft? Can't remember the banking terminology. Is it when you increase it? Allah says, I want to give you a draft, a credit to your balance, that when you, after 11 months, when you come to me, return to me, so when you commit a sin for the rest of that month, that this amount you've accumulated, it will compare, and your good deeds will continue to increase. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, you have given me a credit, rather than going to the minus, you give me credit and an accumulation of credit. Look at the goodness of Allah Ta'ala Zikma in Ramadan, how Allah Ta'ala increases it. For this reason, Allah Ta'ala says, to my ummah of my Habib, I'm giving you such an opportunity, such a chance, that you can gather so much luggage. So what we should do is practice some of the actions, water, somebody dates, salam, somebody dua, somebody this, somebody that. But also one other preparation Allah has given to us. Allah Ta'ala has prepared that when Ramadan is mentioned, then the Quran is also bestowed to us, Quran. And what is the hukum? Allah says, the amount you want, read the Quran. As much as you want, kathir, you should recite in Ramadan. Why? The comparison to one word of the Quran, one letter, how many rewards Allah gives in normal days. And if you recite in Ramadan from alif, ba, and ta, every letter, may I be sacrificed, O hafizeen. I say, your lottery has come out. Your lottery ticket has been won. Subhanallah. That your balance, where does it arrive to? It will never end. So much Allah Ta'ala increases the credit of the account of those people. Subhanallah. So all of this is what? This is called Allah's rahmah and mercy. That is why the faqih said for a mu'min, the jury said that he cannot go to Jahannam hell. Subhanallah has prepared so much for this ummah that the question doesn't arise that the person goes to Jahannam hell. So much we, Allah has prepared so much for good deeds, opportunities with Quran. Allah has increased so much the opportunity that you'll have to open the Quran. Subhanallah, Quran is attached to Ramadan. If there's no Quran, there's no Ramadan. Is this the case? Yes. Soon as Ramadan comes, the Quran opens. Alhamdulillah. So here another point I'd like to mention in passing. So you can now compare. Look at our countries. Let's go out to the wilderness, the deserts, the villages. 90% of people, they don't know how to read the Quran. Isn't this the case? Just go and wander around and analyze, research. Very few people read the Quran. They haven't learnt. That's why the madrasas open in the village areas, in the remote areas, the ulama ikram, the respected scholars do the work of the deen. Yeah, we've gone so far from the Quran. We don't. The people there don't even read the Quran. If I say to you in Africa, I travel, the people didn't even know what is the Quran. Subhanallah. In the remote areas, one page of the Quran, it was a torn page of the Quran that was kept there. They didn't even know that they didn't even have the complete Quran. The person there doesn't read the Quran. And even then, so many people, they don't read Quran, by the way. Okay, fine, they don't read the Quran. Some people have learned the Quran, but they're sick, they cannot read the Quran. Ramadan is sick, ill, unwell. Or they can't read so much because he's busy, occupied. He's a da'i of the deen. He's giving da'wah in Ramadan, doing tabligh, explaining to people, and he's inviting people, hadith and Quran, he's immersed. He doesn't get the time, like people, they finish the whole Quran. The poor soul, how will he do that? For example, he has to speak here, he has to call people here, invite here, alim's got to go there. He doesn't get the time that he can sit down and read so much Quran like normal people do. Isn't this the case? So then his thawab's gone, the poor soul, how will he earn the good deeds? Allah Ta'ala has given a beautiful preparation for to compensate for that. Subhanallah. Shall I tell you what that is? Make it even easier. If you can't read so much Quran, I work for the police, I work in a security guard, I don't have a job in the evening, I come back after working, I'm tired, and people, they complete the Quran, I open the Quran, I try, just like I want to finish the Quran, the poor soul reads two juz, three juz, they get to that point, he says, oh, don't worry, Allah says, don't worry, your Rabb is great and merciful, subhanAllah. Your Rabb is great and merciful. That I won't anything be deficient, no deficiency, if you can't read the Quran, especially elder women, the poor women, they said, we can't read too much Quran, it's hard, I can't see it, it's difficult. I said, don't worry, my servants. There'll be no deficiency. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. The specialities of dhikr, and khasla dhikru Allah wa astaghfiru Allah. Allah says, that's what made it lazim. Dhikru Allah is so easy, no man can reject the dhikr of Allah. Which woman, man, old woman, which person who hasn't got the knowledge cannot say Subhanallah? Who is there? You can't say Subhanallah. You can't say Subhanallah, oh man. Which person is it there, tell me, who is from birth, even 1.5 years old, in his tongue, the word comes Allah. Allah. Yes, is this a small amount of dhikr if a person says Allah once? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I fill the gap between the heavens and the earth with noor. Tell me. That preparation Allah Ta'ala has made, okay, fine, you can't read so much Quran. Then pick up the tasbih and do the dhikr of Allah. Pick up the tasbih and do the dhikr of Allah. Allah says it. SubhanAllah says that, okay, fine. So they say, we've been left behind. Allah says, why are you left behind? SubhanAllah, read the Quran and also do dhikr of Allah in the three majalis, in the three gatherings. Yes, and lead the Taraweeh Salah and also go to the gathering of dhikr. So earn from here and also earn from here. And through the Quran and earn via dhikr. Ramadan means earning, collate, gather your account so much that when we have a need, there should be no deficit in the rest of the 11 months. Rather, the balance should be in credit until the next Ramadan comes. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala, accept all of our coming and sitting. Let's go towards dhikr, and the real time of earning has come. All of this I said to you for the sake of preparing you. Not for Ramadan, rather the days to come, the time to come, I'm preparing you. That stay strong. Don't forget these words. Keep on reading and listening. Keep on listening on the site. Yes, your passion will be aroused and revived. Inshallah. Love in Allah. Ramadan, if it goes, then don't think that you're orphan, Ramadan's gone. Don't cry. No. Everything you've gathered, accumulated, you've got a lot of mal, you'll eat. MashaAllah, you've got so many good deeds to your name. You've done a lot of dhikr, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah. Come on, let's get together, let's do dhikr of Allah, inshallah, let's earn something. Recite the Rushdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, as-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina al-mursalin, shafi'il muslimin, taha wa yaseen, al-habib al-amin. Allahumma kullana zunubana wa zunubana hazlana wa jaddana wa khatbana wa lana kulla zalika. Hadha hamkunni wa alayhi, hai karamkunni wa alayhi, hai fasikunni wa alayhi. اے ہمارے پروردگار ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. Ya Allah, ہم سب کی بخشش فرما. Ya Allah, ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. Ya Allah, ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو نیکیوں میں بدل دے. سیئات کو حسنات میں بدل دے. اے میرے مولا, تو اپنا فضل خواستہ فرما. ہماری پریشانیوں کو, مصیبتوں کو, اللہ بیماریوں کو, ہمارے گھروں سے بیمار جو ہیں بیماریوں کو میرے مولا ہمارے گھروں سے نکال دے. اللہ, ہر وبا سے, ہر مصیبت سے, ہر پریشانی سے میرے مولا تو ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, ہمارے آج کی اس مجلس کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ, ہمارے آج کی اس مجلس کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ, ہمارے آج کی اس مجلس کو قبول فرما. اور ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما. ہمارے مشائقوں کی درازتوں کو بلند فرما. یا اللہ, ہمیں استقامت نصیب فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد لله.